You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, so managing finances in accordance with Christian parents' principles as the head of the home involves several key principles derived from biblical teachings. So today we're going to be discussing some of these principles of financial stewardship here with Mfundisi Swami, Pastor John Mujuru. We're going to see, good, even when you are managing the money, ne? It doesn't mean that you must be stingy. Hey, man. Mfundisi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, thanks. How are you?
I am good, my pastor. I hope you are well.
I'm doing well.
We praise the Lord, Mfundisi. Before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us?
All right, let us pray. Our Heaven Father, the creator of heaven and earth, we are so thankful this morning, more especially for according to this privilege and opportunity to hear and listen from your word. As we discuss these few things, we pray that you will be able to guide us, especially in the issues of finances. Continue guiding us. In Jesus' name I pray and forevermore. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, what are some foundational principles of managing of finances according to Christian teachings?
Okay, Mama. Thank you so much. Allow me again to find out how many minutes I have so that I know how to summarize my lesson. Because we are dealing with the stewardship. I want to be a good steward, especially in terms of keeping time.
Good, Mfundisi Swami, you have 15 minutes.
15 minutes. So
yes,
we are going up to 15.
Yes, Mfundisi Swami.
Because this is 9:35, so up to 15.
Yes, Mfundisi Swami, you may take it over.
Thank you so much. First and foremost, I want to thank you for this opportunity. You know, to tell you the truth, I love to talk about especially financial stewardship. So when you called me yesterday, I said, wow, this is part and parcel of what I love to do. Today, again, we have an opportunity to talk especially in terms of financial stewardship. We will concentrate much on managing finances because we are talking of the head of the house. And, you know, the book or the Bible clearly tells us that money answered it all. So if we do not manage our finances, then we may end up having challenges. Managing finances in accordance with Christian principle as the head of the house involves several key principles driven from biblical teaching, like you mentioned in our introduction. So today, this is our discussion. Of course, we want to discover a few principles, especially attached to financial stewardship. Allow me to read this morning from the Word of God. I will read Proverbs chapter 21, verse 20. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 20. Today, I will be taking time so that at least we can move together, especially to those who are listening to us and also who are following us via social media. You see, Proverbs 21, verse 20, the Bible says, "In the house of the wise are choice food. In the house of the wise are choice food. But a foolish man devours all he has." I'm sure we have heard, especially the last statement. The Bible is trying to teach us, all of us, that in the house of the wise, we will be able to choose the type of food which will help us. But a foolish man, this is not me, my sister, it is the Bible. The Bible says, but a foolish man does not take care of those things. He decides to squander everything, do whatever he feels at that time. And at the end of it, problems follow. So we also want to be wise. Some of the questions we'll be answering in our discussion are questions like, what are the fundamental principles of managing finances according to Christian standards or Christian teachings? Our stewardship today, we are talking about Christian teachings. And how does the concept of stewardship influence financial decision-making in a Christian household? You know, we have a Christian household, but in as much as we have this, we must be influenced by stewardship. And this is what we are saying, stewardship influence a financial decision. Some of the questions also be answered. The Bible will also need to tell us, do we have any biblical passage which provide guidance on budgeting and finance planning? Is it important, or why is it important for Christians to avoid excess debt? And what scripture supports these principles? How can generosity be incorporated into financial management, and what benefits does it bring to a Christian household? At the end of it, we also want to see and discuss, do we have any strategy which men can employ to involve their wives in financial decision making? I'm sure this one, my sister, you will be more than happy to hear it. And ensure unity in managing finances. You see, allow me, we have read from the Bible, from Proverbs. Now, I also want us to read from Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. As we read Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18, because we are talking about biblical stewardship or biblical financial management. What are the fundamental principles? We want to answer this question. What are the fundamental principles of managing finances according to Christian teaching? So since we are talking about Christian teaching, the Bible must guide us. So let's read the Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18, the Bible says, "But remember that it is the Lord, your God, who gives you the power to gain wealth in order to confirm his covenant that he swore to your father, even to this day." I love this verse, my sister. The Bible is very clear. Remember, everyone, those who are listening to us, according to Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18, the Bible says, remember that the Lord, your God, is the one who gives you power to gain wealth. Whatever wealth you have, whatever money we have, whatever wealth you have, my sister, whatever wealth you have, everyone listening to me, we must remember that this one, it is God who gives us power. Because he promised to our forefathers, to Abraham, "I will make you the ruler, and all everything will be under you." So this is God is fulfilling his commandment. So you and me, we need to understand that when it comes to wealth, whatever wealth you have, you must know that behind that one, there's the power of God. And so since God is involved, and God tells us that he gives us power to get wealth, this doesn't mean that he drops money onto our lips or whatever. We just stand that the money starts dropping from heaven. No. We must do our part to grow in financial knowledge. We must do our part in understanding. We must do our part in wisdom too. When we apply ourselves to biblical financial principles, God provides favor and increase in our wealth. So in as much as we understand that, yes, we know that God is the one who gives us power, we should not just sit lazy and wait. No, that's why even in the Ten Commandments, if you follow the Ten Commandments, my sister, the fourth commandment commands you and me to work for 6 days. So if you don't work from Sunday to Friday, and you go on Sabbath, even if you go 04 and say, "I want to keep Sabbath," you have already broken the fourth commandment, because the commandment says, "For 6 days you shall labor." So in as much as we know that God gives us power, we must stand and do something for us to do what? To get this wealth. I know managing finances can be a complex and challenging task. But today, however, by applying biblical principles to our financial decision, we can cultivate a sense of stewardship and the wisdom in managing our resources. We must go back to what the Bible says. Yes, there are challenges. There are financial markets. There are problems. A dollar has dropped, dollar has increased. But I want all of you who is following us to make sure that we go back to what the Bible says, especially in terms of stewardship. When we get this wisdom in terms of stewardship, then we are able to culture a sense of stewardship and wisdom in managing our resources, because we will involve God. Maybe as we do this, allow me also to mention few things about the principles we are talking about. Number one, we need to recognize God's ownership. In as much as we are managing these finances, we need to recognize God's ownership. You know, when you read the book of Psalms 24, verse 1, the Bible says, the earth is the Lord's, and everything in it, the world and all its people belongs to him. We must understand that whatever what we do, whatever what we have, the Bible is very clear from the book of Psalms 24, verse 1. The earth belongs to God and everything in it. You know, sometimes when we are talking about stewardship, when I'm teaching about stewardship, my sister, I normally tell people that if you don't want to have problems, if you don't want to have challenges with God in terms of returning tithe, because when we are reminding you as pastors to say return tithe, because we know that God has commanded us, according to Leviticus 27, verse 30 to 33, God has commanded us to return tithe and offering. But you find people have those challenges. So when it comes to biblical principles, I'll just tell them to say, you know, it's not a problem. If you feel, according to Psalms 24, verse 1, the Bible says the earth is the Lord's. The earth belongs to God, isn't it? So if you feel you don't want to return tithe and offering, when it comes, if you are a farmer, don't try to plant anything at this earth, because this earth belongs to God. So if you don't want to retain tithe, just find somewhere to plant, because this earth belongs to God. Then you have no problem with God. But again, even heaven belongs to God. So I don't know where you will belong. Even you, wherever you are seated, the Bible is clear that it belongs to God. So one of the fundamental principles which we need to understand in managing finances, especially the head of the house, we men who are heading these houses, we must know that in as much as you're the head of the house, but when it comes to wealth, when it comes to stewardship, when it comes to financial management, we have to recognize God's ownership. He's the owner. And so we must do the right thing. Number two, we are also saying, men, yourself, you need to understand, all of us, as head of the house, we must live within your means.
Amen.
This is where we have a problem, my sister. Live within your limit. The Bible encourages us to be content with what we have and avoid the things which may lead us into problem. Let's read Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. The Bible is very clear. Let your manner of living be within, be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thy, or nor forsake thy. So live within your limits, my brother, my father, my uncle out there. Live within your limits. Maybe my sister can also mention this. Please, especially those who are married, my sisters, please don't put pressure to your husband. Allow your husband to live within your means. Because sometimes we are put under pressure. Just because I know, you know, your wife will tell you, today you saw such lady. That is how you can understand and you can believe that she's married. So you start thinking, so me, my wife feels she's not married. Then at the end of it, you put yourself under pressure. Please, the Bible encourages us, men, live within your means. Live within your means. And we also discover as we go on, if you don't live within your means, then problems will follow. Number three, save for the future. Save for the future. This is a biblical principle. If we are to make influence financial decision making, make sure that whatever what we are earning, don't wait that until I start earning more than what I'm earning, that's when I'll start saving. No. What we are earning there, you can start saving bit by bit. You know, the Bible gives us an example when we read Proverbs 6, verse 6 to 8, about the ant, which is this, an animal. The animal is able to save for the future. During summer, it does something. During winter, it does something. So even us, human beings with five brains, I think it's important that we understand that whatever what we are getting, we must save for the future. So that when you retire, when I retire, I must not be panicking. So save for the future, my brother. Save for the future, my dear father. Save for the future, my uncle. You are the head of the house. So you must understand when it comes to stewardship or managing finances, whatever what you're earning, it doesn't matter. If it is kwacha, if it is the dollar, it is whatever, you must understand whatever amount you must save for the future. Number four, in terms of principles which may help us in issues of stewardship and financial management, is give generously. Don't give, I've just given. No. God loves a cheerful giver, the Bible tells us. And also when you read from Mark chapter 12, verse 41 to 44, there is a good story of a widow who gave her last offering. And Jesus was able to stand and say, this one, she has given more. Because God was able to see through the heart. You know, it's not about the amount. It's about how willingly you are able to give, how willingly you are able to help. So give generously. Give and your heart must accept it, because God loves the cheerful giver. When you help a need, when you help an orphan, when you help those who are in need, God will find means and ways to bless you so that you can also bless others. So I'm emphasizing that please give generously. Number five, we are also saying invest wisely. Invest wisely. Remember the parable in Matthew chapter 25, verse 14 to 30, where Jesus was very clear. He gives this a parable. Say, this one was given this one, this one was given this one, this one. And the other one just kept and buried and said, I knew you reap where you do not sow. So please invest wisely. Whatever amount you have, when you want to invest, do your homework so that you can invest. Remember, as the head of the house, you are expected to feed the entire family. So when it comes to stewardship finances and the stewardship management of finances, you must invest wisely. Number six, avoid debt. This is where we have a problem, my sister. A big, big, big problem. Year in, year out, when our salaries are increased, we intend to get debts. We must learn to avoid debts. Debts are a problem. Listen to me. Proverbs 22, verse 7. The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is a slave to the lender. Very clear. No question. It doesn't need the Hebrew, Greek here. It is very clear. The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is a slave to the lender. So we must understand that the debts, we must try by all means to avoid them. Sometimes we enter into these problems. You know, I normally encourage people when it comes to lending, don't lend or don't borrow money so that you can have something to eat. But if you are to lend, if you're under pressure, lend or borrow money to invest so that from that investment, at least you are able to pay for the loan. But if you just borrow anyhow, then you are inviting problems. So I am here to encourage you, avoid debts, because debts may put you under pressure. You'll be a slave. We are also here to emphasize that you seek God wisely. According to James chapter 1, verse 5, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. So even Solomon, when we read in the book of Kings, Solomon, instead of asking anything, he asked for wisdom. I am here to remind my dear parents, uncles out there, heads of the house, that let's seek wisdom from God. Because when we seek wisdom from God, then we will be able to manage our finances according to the will of God. I also want to mention this, that the law of stewardship will help you and me to grow the monies we have. We must understand that God wants us to do the right thing. From the way to go, from Genesis to Revelation, God does not need us to be poor. But if we follow the law of stewardship, we'll be able to manage whatever what we have. And so we must understand that all of us here, as children of God, God needs us to do the right thing if we are to achieve whatever want we want to achieve. And my sister, in as much as I know that time is almost is up, let me say one or two things. Money will always follow a vision you have. Whatever vision you have, that is what money will follow. If you don't have a vision, I'm sure everything will be a disordered. You will not be able to manage. So learn to save. That is my emphasis. Learn to save, my brother there. A person's wealth can be determined by how long you can survive on savings. That is very clear. Note, please, the longer you can maintain your current lifestyle without working, the wealthy you are. Some people, you stop working today and you start suffering today. The question is, where were you? Were you not saving? So we must understand that, please, let's make sure that we save money. When it comes to money matters, be transparent with your spouse. Say hallelujah, madam. Be transparent with your spouse. There is no need to hide all these things from your wife. Just be transparent and things will be better and you will be able to grow your wealth. Remember to return tithe and offering because God is the one who gives us. Remember in Deuteronomy 28, verse 13, the Lord will make you the head, not the tail. If you pay attention to the commandment, you will always be at the top, never at the bottom. And my prayer, as I close, my prayer is that all of us, we will be able to follow these few principles. I know that we are living in difficult times, but we can do better and God will lead us safely. Remember, Martin Luther said, I have held many things in my hands and I have lost them all. But whatever I have placed in God's hand, that I still possess. So please come back to the principle, the stewardship principle. Let's involve God in everything what we do. For today, we end here. I wish you well and God bless you.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Mfundisi, for that beautiful one there. And I liked it. I even took it there when we said that, you know, we as women as well, we have a bigger role to play in this so that we don't pressure, you know, our men because we do share. We still now speaking about winter is coming. You know, I need a new dress. I need stockings. I need boots. But is the money there, you know? So thank you, Mfundisi, for highlighting that for us. I'm going to ask that. Can you please pray so that for our men to be good stewards and so that us as well as women, we may support them.
Thank you, Mama. Let us pray. Our Lord and our Father, we thank you for this reminder. These principles as men, if we follow them, then we will live a better life. We pray that let the Holy Spirit be able to teach us according to your will. We also thank you for such programs because we know that they are helping us even as we wait for the second coming. We also pray for our sisters, those who are of help in marriages, that they will be able to help the husband since the husbands are the head of the house. May they make decisions together. And these decisions, may they be the decision which will bring glory to your faith. Remind us once more, Heavenly Father, to remain faithful to you because everything belongs to you. And so we pray, leaving everything in your hands now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, thank you so much for coming through. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you. Thank you. Wish you well.
Amen.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed.